Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is time to check in with Chief Love Officer You to answer all of everybody's love questions. Here we go. Mike in Clearwater, Florida says, I went on a blind date with the finest girl I have ever met. She's got beautiful teeth, eyes, and hair, and she's a little on the thick side, which I love. The only problem is that she smokes cigars, and I could taste it on her breath when we kiss. She only does it on the weekend, so should I deal with it or move on?
Hey, dog, it's just on the weekends. And
how long it lasts?
I mean, you know, there, being a cigar smoker, there are some things you can do, you know,
like
to help the situation.
Like what?
But,
like what?
I mean, like, don't smoke before you kiss. That's a big one. they got stuff for that, but when you at the cigar place and then you lean over a kiss, you finna eat some cigar, dog. that's just all to it.
Would you
so
do that
you need
for
to know
fine,
your kissing
though.
Schedule.
Yeah, I'ma work that out with fine.
For fine, you do bed. That for fine, huh? Make that
absolutely.
Sacrifice.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, we finna be blowing cigar smoke all over each other.
For fine.
So he should deal
with
it.
Oh, we all smoking cigars.
Yeah.
What do you mean for fine? How fine she is? Is that
mm-hmm. right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he should deal with it and not move on. Just stay there and take it. Take
no, absolutely. I mean, come on, man.
Get up, bottle of Dr. Tishner.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
That's old school gasoline.
That's
unleaded.
Yes. Take all her taste buds out and everything. Dr. Tishner removes one layer of mouth lining.
Yes, it do.
Easily. All right, moving on to Felicity in Topeka. Felicity writes, I have been seeing a man that is 12 years my junior, and he's handsome and muscular up top, but lacking down below. He tries to overcompensate for his shortcomings and is too much for me to handle. I have a schedule to keep up with and kids to look after, so I can't be lying around for hours with him. Is it cool to tell him to hurry up, or will he be offended? Please advise.
Well, you know, it's not going to offend him if you tell him to hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
What will offend him is you tell him why he needs to hurry.
Oh, good point.
I know why you putting in all this extra time.
You're not equipped.
Yeah, you know, once again, you know what I'm saying? Being on the other side of this one right here, I can tell you, I've been too much, but I ain't never been not enough. I've been, you know, ooh, you need to, oh Lord, I've been oh Lord, but I ain't never been okay.
You ain't been oh no.
You ain't been that.
I think you gonna have to tell him to hurry up. You got things to do. You know?
But in a nice way.
Is he a really great guy? Does he treat you really well? Does he treat the kids great? How is he as a man? You can work through some of these things, you know, some mm-hmm. things you can do to speed up the process.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Felicity. Moving on to Carolyn in Macon, Georgia. Carolyn says, as luck would have it, I'm broke again at the wrong time of the year. I was talking to my coworker about my issues, and he said he could help me out if I showed him two things. The two things are right under my chin, and he wants to see them. I've never been propositioned like this, but he said he'd give me $200, and that would help me get my little girl that bike she wants. Is it so terrible if I show him? What if he wants to pay to see more?
Mm-hmm. What you think wow. is going to be leading to? Nice. This is to see what you're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do this for $200, he already know he got
$500. Mm. You need to mark your prices up.
Hey, how about you go in there and tell your little girl we ain't getting no bike this year? You know how many years I heard that? Bike? Oh, you working? I've heard stuff like that. Bike?
You working?
Bike. What's wrong with the bike you got out there? You talking about the one you gave me from the construction site? That bike, Daddy, that's never been new. I'd like a new bike. Well, I want a new car. You don't see one sitting out there, do you? That's the logic I grew up with.
Yeah, exactly.
So every time I asked him for something, every time I told my daddy I wanted something, he told me something he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want a new bike. I want a new car.
Yeah.
I want to go home. Well, hell, I want to go home, too. But now I got to go to work so your little ass can eat. What they got to do with what I said?
So, Carolyn, I hope you're getting something from this, okay?
I mean, if you show them to him for $200, the next offer finna be $500. What you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they work together, so that's really not cool.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, really.
All the way.
But yeah. $200.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
$100 each.
Oh, goodness, Shirley.
Oh, you done divided it up, huh?
Yes, wow. Yes. That's not terrible. Cool.
Oh, he's horrible.
All right, let's go.
All right, Misty in Ruston, Louisiana. Says, I'm 40 years old and I purchased my first home for my son and I. My son is 15 years old and refuses to do the yard work for me. He told me that I need to get my boyfriend to do it since he's always over there. I lit into him when he spoke to me that way, and I called my father to come and talk to him. My father sided with him. I expected my son to have pride in his home. So am I wrong to demand that he do the yard work at this house?
Well, wow. I understand what you're saying. You're exactly right in feeling what you're feeling, but your 15-year-old son going, so what this lazy dude doing is coming over here sleeping with my mama. See, at 15, he got some feelings about that you haven't addressed. The 15-year-old boy is jealous that you're in this relationship with this man, and he trying to figure out what's the value of him because he don't see him doing nothing except sleeping with his mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem you have. And them feelings ain't finna leave that boy no time soon. So the conversation you should have really is with this man of yours as to what kind of example he's setting for your son. Because all boys want to be some type of man. It's going to be a good man or a bad man. And right now, that's the example of manhood that's been put in front of him. And he don't see much of a man coming out of him.
Great advice.
I wouldn't have been able to talk to my mama.
If you went to the boyfriend and said, I wish you'd talk to my son, maybe y'all could do it together or something, it would mean a lot to him. And then you could finally see what you're dealing with, which don't sound like much or nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, CLO. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.